Okay, hi. Welcome back, or welcome, if this is your first time listening. I am Jamie Waxman. This is Playgirl's Sex Pod, available at PlaygirlTV.com or just Playgirl.com, or usually on my site at JamieWaxman.com. If I haven't updated in a little bit, excuse me, you can still get some older podcasts there. We talk about all things sex here at Playgirl's Sex Pod, and you should definitely, before I start or after this is finished, check out PlaygirlTV.com for some really hot vignettes on sex. You can get videos now. They're distributed by Wicked DVD, such as Burning Lust or Erotic Encounters. And I just saw a review for one of the Playgirl DVDs. I believe it was on Freddie and Eddie, Freddy and Eddy.com. If you want to know what Playgirl TV is all about, you should subscribe. It's totally hot, totally worth it. That being said, I smell. You know, I like how I smell, but I smell. And I just felt like sharing that with you because you can't smell me. But if you could smell me, you'd know that I smell and it would be time to take a shower today, but I just haven't gotten around to it yet. It will be time soon to take a shower, I promise. I'm admitting too much here, but you know, I'm alone in a room talking to you and you're not here, and so I can tell you that I smell. Now, when I say I smell, I should clarify what I mean by I smell, because it doesn't mean that I'm just, you know, distributing odors all over my body and that they're coming from every orifice that I have. My pits smell. I kind of like the way they smell. And actually, no, I'm more than kind of like it. I like the way they smell. And I like the way some other people's pits smell as well. But I definitely am getting up there in that stench factor today. Okay. So you're going to check out playgirl.com. You're going to check out jamiewaxman.com. That's JamieWaxman.com. And today, let's get into what we're going to talk about now. We're going to talk about food and sex. That's right. Two great tastes that taste great together. What is that? That's from a commercial. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. That's right. Okay. So there's a lot of stuff to talk about with food. There's lots of foods you can use. The only thing I would say about any type of food that you're going to use for any type of sex play, don't put it inside her pussy or don't put it inside your pussy, depending on who's listening to this. You don't want to put foods up you. It's not good. It can give you infections. It's not going to make you feel all too pretty in the end. You want to avoid putting foods in you. And for guys, you might want to avoid putting foods in that urethral tip, the urethral opening, I should say. Because, again, not such a pretty feeling, perhaps. So stay away from openings and enjoy food play. Not too big into the mess factor. There are a lot of things that you can do before you get started. You can lay down a towel on the bed or one of these rubber PVC play sheets. You can also check out Liberator.com. They make these Liberator shapes that are pillows designed to enhance sex play. But they also make something called the throw, which is a blanket that you can throw on a bed and use during sex. It's apparently really comfortable. I've had a couple people I know use them. They're velvety. They're easy to wash, as are towels. And with PVC rubber play sheets, things can slide off into the garbage, and then you can rinse them in the shower. And you too can rinse off in the shower as well. So that's something just to remember for after getting dirty and down with your food. Why is it nice to use food? Well, truthfully, it's all, you know, different strokes for different folks. I'm not so sure I'm big into food play myself. I just don't like the smell of certain foods on my warm, hot, sexed up body. But it shouldn't stop you from liking how food tastes, smells, and feels during sex. So what can you do with foods? And why would you use them? Well, foods will get you slippery and sticky and gooey and messy, and hey, for some people, that's a really big turn on. Foods can also taste good. They can make sex taste better. And they can, you know, change up the menu for you. The problem with a lot of our sex lives over time is that they get boring. They get boring because we tend to stay with the same person if we're not overly adventurous and into changing everything all the time. And in staying with the same person, we need to find ways to change up our sex lives. If we're constantly ordering off the same menu and eventually ordering the same things, our sex lives get bland and we don't appreciate the flavor of the food anymore. So if we can change things up and maybe even incorporate some food into our sex play, we really learn to appreciate the finer sensations in life. So, what types of food might you want to use in sex? Well, if you don't really want to get messy at all, and you might just want some food that you can use for penetration, you can try a cucumber. You can try a carrot if it's very thin. These are all for vaginal penetration, not anal penetration, unless you hold on really tightly and don't let go. Nothing will get lost in your vagina. Your butt is a black hole. Okay, that being said, we have condoms, we have carrots, we have zucchinis. Zucchinis are not a bad idea, nor are squash, depending on how big you want to go. Maybe a banana can get a little squishy and messy, might want to stay away from them. But what do all these vegetables and fruits have in common? You want to put a condom on them before they go anywhere in your body. This will just, you know, make sure that you have a squeaky clean type of food sex play. And what's great is after you stick these things up your twat, or like I said, if you're holding them for dear life up your butt, you can then go make a salad for dinner and get two for the price of one. Now, I am a big fan of using some honey for a blowjob. Honey is nice because it's thick and viscous and it tastes super sweet, and I have a sweet tooth. Now, what would you do with honey? Pour it around the penis, the head of the penis, down the shaft. Even you can get into the hair and the balls if you want. You want to avoid the opening of the head again. But what's nice about this is that if you're using this to give a blowjob, it's going to keep you interested for a long time because you need to get all of that honey off of his penis in order to finish your blowjob. And for him, it's going to feel nice because it's this sticky, sweet, gooey, viscous, warm, moist thing that's encompassing his penis. So it's a double whammy for both of you. Another thing you could try, creamy peanut butter, not chunky. You'll be doing a lot of chewing with your sucking. But a little bit of peanut butter, maybe a little bit of jelly, and make yourself a nice sandwich without the bread. And go down on him with your own P&BJ, peanut butter and jelly blowjob. P&BJ, get it? You could just use peanut butter too, but I like saying P&BJ. So I don't care what you use, as long as you say P&BJ. Say it with me now. P&BJ. Ooh, I love how it sounds. Okay, so those are just two other options with food. Of course, chocolate sauce, a very popular option as well. Drip it down your lover's body from the top of her neck to the tip of his toes. Let it run down his body. Make sure you've got something under him, of course. You can also use some butterscotch or caramel or any of your favorite Sunday toppings. Sprinkle a couple of cherries on top. Of course, they'll roll right off, but you can also feed your partner a cherry and watch as they suck the cherry away from the stem. Something hot to think about there. You might also want to try dripping some warm vanilla bean ice cream into his mouth and let it drip down his chin so you can lick it. Personally, not a big fan of the dairy myself. Something about warm dairy that smells bad, but vanilla ice cream and whipped cream are two extremely seductive and sensual foods that you can play with. You can also drip fruit juices down your lover's body. You can squeeze a lemon or maybe cut a pineapple and wipe it down, or a watermelon as well, for a bit more of a sweet sensation. It's going to be sticky, but fruit makes for good food play as well. For more tips too on food play, by the way, I'm going to recommend a book that's coming out in just a few weeks. It's called A Year of Spicy Sex, 52 Recipes to Heat Up Your Sex Life by Dr. Gabrielle Morrissey. She's a PhD, so that's where her doctorate is. And I want to actually talk about one of her recipes here. I don't necessarily need to go into the recipe, but this is called chocolate obsession, sweet, velvety, irresistible. You melt in my mouth. Yeah, baby. So this pleasure pantry includes the ingredients of chocolate treats, which are you and your lover's favorites to nibble on. So whatever you like to eat. But a couple that she recommends Hershey's Chocolate Kisses. Or maybe that's actually separate from your favorite treats. That's in addition to. You'd want to get some Hershey's Chocolate Kisses, thick chocolate body frosting, chocolate sauce, chocolate liqueur, chocolate marshmallow body butter. Tell me how that tastes. Not so sure. Chocolate and strawberry edible underwear sets. There are edible chocolates that you can buy at your sex shop. This reminds me. Edible underwear as well. You know, personally, if you're going to buy edible chocolate at your sex shop, you might as well just buy some melting chocolate. It's kind of the same thing and less expensive. But if you really want to go all out and make it in the sexy packaging that a chocolate from a sex shop comes in, then who am I to tell you not to spend the money? Edible underwear. If it tastes good, write me at jamiew@gmail.com. jamiew@gmail.com. And let me know, because I've yet to find a pair of edible underwear that I actually enjoyed eating. Chocolate nibble drops. I'm not sure what that is. Chocolate body dust. That's got to be a chocolate powder. You could probably also use, in that instance, some chocolate cocoa powder, which is probably less artificial and more delicious. Chocolate body paint. Again, just melt some chocolate. It'll do the same thing. Hot chocolate for two, candles, and a red bed sheet. This is what she recommends. All right. We'll continue. If you've gotten all those ingredients down, if not, stop, drop, and rewind, and you can get them all. So let's see what else Dr. Morrissey has to say here. She talks a little about the association between chocolate and romance, because it's ancient. And chocolate is definitely an aphrodisiac, so that's why you may want to use it. Other aphrodisiacs, while we're on the subject of food and aphrodisiacs, are oysters and any other maybe shellfish that feels gooey, sort of like the feel of a woman, if you're into that sort of believing thing. Also, almonds might be an aphrodisiac. They have that nice shape, and you know, maybe the taste turns you on. You've got avocados, another aphrodisiac. Papaya, because of how it looks. And that's another good thing to rub against your partner's body. So there are lots of aphrodisiacs out there. The Aphrodisiac Cookbook. Sorry, I went away from the mic there for a second. It's another good thing to check out if you're looking for some great recipes to make for your partner to turn them on and then eat together. So she'll talk to you about here in this book, bringing it to a boil. And I'm not really going to read all of this. But here we go. Here's one of Dr. Morrissey's tips. Before your lovey gets home, lovey, L-O-V-E-E, rub some chocolate marshmallow body butter behind your ears and anywhere that it may smell good on your skin. Granted, your lover has to like the smell of warm chocolate. But not in too many places, because you want to save your skin for the eating and licking of the edible chocolate. Also, make sure that the bedroom or lounge, wherever you prefer to play, in winter, a lounge room, wherever you... I'm rereading. In winter, a lounge room in front of the fire is a nice place to undress and then wind and unwind together. Is ready with candles lit, red bed sheet laid out. Things will get messy, so it's best to buy a simple red sheet with the knowledge that it may never be used again. And choose a red sheet because it's a color that goes well with the chocolate theme and is sexier than a plain white or floral sheet. And chocolate ingredients should be seductively displayed. So, let's see. He probably thought, I guess he's coming home with some of the ingredients. You ask him to come home with some. Call him up in the day. Ring, ring. Hello. Hi, honey. Hi, could you bring home some Hershey's Kisses? And while you're at it, some chocolate body paint, perhaps? And maybe some chocolate powder? Oh, I don't know. I'm just in a mood for chocolate. Okay, that was my conversation with myself. He probably thought he was coming home with the sole ingredients for the evening's play, so he'll be wildly surprised when he sees that the store-bought chocolate sauce was a ruse. Oh, so you're just getting him to buy the store-bought chocolate sauce. And that you have a plethora of sex-themed chocolates to break out, to get hot and sticky together. Tonight, break the rules and ooh la la, have dessert before dinner. Bear in mind one rule though, the art of making love with chocolate is less is more. It's easy to get sick from too much chocolate, amen sister, from its sweetness, so go slowly and use hints of chocolate rather than gorging on it. And it continues on to what to do, and I will, I think I'll leave it up to you to buy the book, to read the rest. There's lots of stuff you can do with food and sex and lots of ways to, you know, shower afterwards so you don't feel so messy. And you should definitely check out PlayGirlTV.com. You might find some food and sex stuff on there as well. Maybe there's a hot scene. Oh, there is. I remember a scene where they make cupcakes and then fuck on the counter. If you're into cupcakes, you have a fetish for cupcakes, this might be your scene. Check out PlayGirlTV.com. Please check out my website, JamieWaxman.com. And don't forget to listen to past Playgirls sex pods and to come again and again and with chocolate again.